Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, we'll get to the Guardians in just a second. And Gavin Williams, first we start out with the NFL. Last night, the Bills dominant over the Miami Dolphins to get off to a 2-0 record, 31-10. But, of course, the big story, once again, Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa left the game.
Tagovailoa. Oh, my God.
He left the game yesterday, Kenny, with a concussion in the third quarter. Now, this is the part that surprised me. The third diagnosed concussion of his NFL career. Didn't you think it was way more than that?
Felt like more, yes.
And obviously, again, confirmed concussion. So that is important. You know, this happened with Denzel Ward when we were wondering how many, because many games, precautionary reasons, we wondered he'd be in protocol, but then we'd find out later, no official concussion. With Denzel, Mary Kay, the last time she wrote about it, said five. He had been officially diagnosed five times. Well, Tua, it's only three, but yesterday, a litany of pundits, fans saying it's time for Tua to step away. What do you think, Kenny, when you hear fans, media, to have to step away?
I will tell you about that coming up at 6:40.
All right,
is when I will tell you about that.
Here is Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel on having to get back in the right headspace to try to coach his team after that.
There's a lot of other people that are also depending on me, just like Tua is. So you have to look at it like that. That's where my mind goes. It's not the easiest thing in the world for sure, but nor is having this job, so...
Obviously, he looked very, very concerned throughout, to the point where, you know, social media running rampant with photos of Mike McDaniel. He's not the happy-go-lucky Mike McDaniel when obviously that happens, but just a tough scene all the way around.
I try to be very critical of Mike McDaniel, Mr. Cool, things like that. He does seem like a good guy.
His players seem to love him.
Yeah, I know that he's... he's genuinely himself. I understand that there were some problems in Cleveland, but he was not in the same headspace he is now.
Younger.
He was younger.
Young, wasn't
and
he?
You know, and again, he battled through some things himself personally there. So I look at him a little bit different. I think that he shows you that there is a genuine care for his players, especially a guy like Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, it's quarterback. You should have a good relationship with your quarterback. He does seem to be a guy that's a genuine type of person, and why players would like him. Him having to speak on that matter, I think that's got to be very difficult here, because I think you bear some sense of responsibility where I know they get paid a lot of money, but you send them into these situations. And so you feel you can't be responsible for grown individuals like that, but you do feel a sense of responsibility afterwards going, what do I do? Have I sent you into the wrong situation? Has this been cleared? Because there's always a bottom line of you have to win. And they do not have as good a chance to win without Tua Tagovailoa. They do not have as good a chance with Skylar Thompson. It's just that plain and simple fact.
And by the way, Tua did not play well. You know, before that,
he threw a couple of picks. It wasn't very good.
Just terrible decision making.
Yeah.
There's a wider conversation. I don't know if today is the day to have it. Maybe next week. We'll see how this weekend goes. Just the quarterback play in this league. In this opening week, and then this game has been really, really bad. There's just no other way to sugarcoat it. So I don't know if that makes Browns fans feel a little better that so many other quarterbacks struggled as well.
I don't think it makes us feel any good at all.
No.
There's no Schadenfreude here. We got to get this thing going in the right direction as soon as possible.
All right, Guardians. They fall last night. It was a rough one once again for the team and Gavin Williams. I was kind of dialed in there once the Bills game looked out of reach, and I was a little excited because, you know, you see a 23-year-old come into the game in relief for the Guardians, who was their second-round pick just a season ago. You rarely see a guy get up that fast yesterday like they did. Have you been paying attention at all to Andrew Walters? He comes in. He gets an 0-2 situation, you're feeling good. Let's see how fun could get his first strikeout. And next thing you know, he got pitch clocked.
I'm getting used to it.
Got pitch clocked.
He's just a pup.
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
Just a pup.
And then there's a stolen base, an errant throw into the outfield. He's on third, and you know that was all the insurance that the Rays need. They end up winning that game 5-2.
He got through it. Yeah. He got through it, got his first appearance under his belt, and hopefully many appearances after this. Hopefully it'll be very good for them.
Yeah, Gavin Williams gave up 3 earned runs. Now, remember, he struggled in that game out in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. This one, he gave up 3 earned, 7 hits, 5 1/3, as, you know, they had a tough night last night.
You forget that he started the season late. Way late because not of the arm injury. Yes, not on the active roster. So a lot of guys are starting to get dialed in a little bit more. You know, Matt Boyd, Alex Cobb, if he could just stop getting blisters on his fingers for crying out loud here. I mean, you've had guys start to really lock in, and I'm going to need Gavin Williams to lock in. But remember, his clock is behind everybody else's. So that's going to be something we have to – when you get to your postseason rotation, something you have to take into consideration here with this young man. But with the talent, it's going to be hard to deny him.
Meanwhile, Stephen Vogt, your manager, on getting ahead. That is the key for Gavin Williams.
You know, when he's pitching ahead, the games where he's really shown who he is, he's getting ahead with all of his pitches and he's able to execute. And we saw that a lot. He did throw the ball well at times and just we didn't score enough runs.
Yeah, I mentioned Alex Cobb and you said he's back with the blister. 15-day injured list with that middle finger blister. You don't like to see that. Because you're starting to think about this playoff rotation.
He's going to have to start soaking him in pickle juice like Nolan Ryan.
He did that?
That's what he did. He's got to do something because he broke his fingernail 2 weeks before that.
That's what he did.
And then took a perfect game into the 7th.
He should start walking
around.
And then
had a blister.
Do the oven mitt thing the way George Costanza did in the one episode of Seinfeld. Yes.
That guy some lotiony gloves or something.
Yes. Thank you.
By the way, congratulations to the Lake County. Are they still the Captains?
They are.
They are the Captains. What did they used to be?
They were always the Captains.
They were always the Captains?
Always.
Yeah.
You had a home run, Travis Bazzana, yesterday.
Yeah. What did you think? Wait a minute. What did you think they were called?
I thought so many of these teams change names now in the minors because they just want to end up selling more merchandise or a team buys them. Or a new ownership group buys them.
There were two names before that. They were the Columbus Indians before that in the 90s. And then right after, they went to the Columbus Red Sticks.
So when they were in Lake County, what were they called?
They've always been the Captains in Lake County is what you're saying.
Yes.
They never made it to a game. This was something.
What does Columbus have to do with anything?
It's the same team. They just moved.
Oh. Yeah, but we're talking about Lake County.
I'm just going by what the team names were.
Now, what about Louisville? What were they? Have they always
been
the Bats?
The Boston Braves, and then they moved to Milwaukee.
Yeah, but we were talking about Lake County.
Now, were we the Spiders once?
We were. But wasn't that technically a different...
That's a National League team.
They should have been the Spiders again.
Uh-huh.
Bring back the Spiders. Let's do that. Let's dig that thing up.
Moving on.
By the way, your Browns getting ready. It was nice to see Amari Cooper yesterday fielding questions. He is somebody I think you look to. You look for... You know, a veteran, some leadership, Amari Cooper on the urgency to avoid starting out season 0-2.
You know, we got to be ready to play. We got to go out there and, you know, the theme of the offense is to go out there and score points, you know, every drive. And we need more urgency in that regard.
He is somebody who I think you're looking for to have a bounce back week. It's just him and Watson. Man, Watson's best throw of the day was when he got crushed and threw that deep ball and Amari could not haul it in. It's just those two guys you want to see on the same page, and you want your number one to be your number one, Kenny. You want your main thing to be a main thing. You want your number one to be a number one.
Holy God in heaven. I wish I never would have heard it. I wish.
Now this is all you're going to hear.
Yep.
Because I don't think it's just a sports thing.
Nope. It's a everyday thing.
Keeping the main thing the main thing.
By the way, because of the
words of
Bone
Thugs.
There was something else said in that press conference that we could hear a ton of, but I don't know if you want to.
No.
I'm in the same boat as you, boss man.
Do we have an oar anymore in that boat, Deshaun?
I'm in the same boat as you, boss man.
There were other shows that were...
That were up the creek without a paddle.
I'm in the same boat as you, boss man.
We didn't really dwell on that yesterday.
That wasn't our thing yesterday.
No, we did not. That was not the main thing yesterday.
So we'll go back to just being satisfied with keeping the main thing the main thing, and we won't be in the same boat as you.
What if PJ Fleck had a one-on-one with Deshaun Watson?
I'm in the same boat as you, boss man.
That's it for About Last Night.